This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. Now, it's time for Market Wrap, and we have Sean Tanis with us in the studios. So, the Finance Ministry announced plans to offer houses below 150,000 ringgit to the public in conjunction with the 6 months home ownership campaign. Tell us more about this.
The offer will basically cover about 3,400 houses for the campaign running from January until June. And Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng says the campaign, which was actually announced in Budget 2019, basically aims to provide affordable housing to the low-income group. And it's also expected to reduce the level of overhang in the country, which currently stands at 19.5 billion ringgit. And he says there are over 16,500 unsold houses priced below 150,000 ringgit. If you look at it, this is a sort of like stock clearance exercise with also the aim is to basically help those in need.
So I understand that there are also going to be exemptions given for stamp duties during this period.
Yeah, so there are a number of things offered by developers until June this year. For example, residential units priced between 300,000 and 1 million ringgit, they will be exempted from any stamp duties. And for houses ranging from 1 million ringgit to 2.5 million ringgit, you will only be imposed a stamp duty of 3%. And those looking to get these offers can check out the Malaysia Property Expo, which starts tomorrow and runs for 3 days. Some 180 developers are expected to showcase about 20,000 overhang property units. They also have a lot of discounts. This is, of course, an initiative by REDA and the Housing and Local Government Ministry. So I think after this, they'll also organize more this kind of... I think because there is actually quite a significant amount of overhang. I think the total amount of overhang just for this expo alone is the value is about 25.5 billion ringgit. So that's a big, huge amount.
That's
so,
what I was going to say. I mean, you're going to need more events, right? If you want to sell all these houses.
Yeah, and you also need to spend a lot of money to hold all these events also. So
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Right, and moving on to Bursa, this news about Pestec International securing TNB contracts. How's the counter doing?
Yeah, Pestec Sdn Bhd earned two contracts from TNB, and this is to set up a power plant in Kedah and also underground cable works in KL. Both contracts are worth some 280.9 million ringgit, and the Starbiz reported that the facility in Kedah will mainly support power transfer from Perak to Pry, basically to address power deficit issues in the northern Malaysian region due to plant retirement, and Pestec closed up 6.1% at 1.22 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. After this, we'll be talking about using personal messaging apps like WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger and Skype for work. Stay tuned for that. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.